Robot Underpants. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here with Eric Rice pounding away over there.
Yo! Oh, you can hear that?
he's working on his autobiography, evidently.
Chapter 1, Shadow Moon Valley.
Starman Michael Gaines is here. We already did Eric Rice.
Wow.
They're do-overs. You're
playing WoW, we've muted your mic.
Is that what it said? That'd be awesome.
No, I just made that up.
Anything? You guys got anything you want to talk about at the top of the show?
No, but I was just thinking about this as you hit the record button. It's like, whatever happened to some of the things that were like big news a few months ago? Like the whole thing about the woman that told the guys to that their humor was inappropriate at that convention. Like there was a big
Donglegate.
Right, like Donglegate, people got fired and stuff, and then forgotten about.
I don't think she has tweeted at all since that. I don't think she has posted. Adria Richards.
Yeah,
I'm checking here. Hold on.
I mean, that's any news. It's on the internet. Anything from the internet lasts a day, and then it's gone.
Yep, no tweet since March 23rd.
Wow.
Yeah, remember...
And post...
What's that?
Websites offline.
Remember McAfee?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that whole thing too.
Where is he? Who knows? I don't know.
He's in my town, I think.
Oh, that's right. You should get him on the show.
yeah, why don't we do that?
Why not? Are you kidding me? That would be amazing.
For 5 seconds.
Well, maybe. We'll let him do a go-to meeting commercial for us.
Yeah.
I mean, there are lots of things. It's pretty much like, I can't think of too much. I mean, yeah, memes last longer than the news on the internet. Naked Scoble lasts longer, I guess.
Surprisingly, though, that still kind of shows up.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Stuff like that will show up. It will. It'll have a little bit of lasting power. It's the rest of it that, I mean, it's the real life stuff that disappears quickly. And that's why I forget, like, at the end of the year when they show all the people that died, you're like, that was this year? Like, because you thought about it for a day and then it was gone. Like, I don't know.
Like, Jean Stapleton died, and you're kind of like, I didn't realize she was still alive.
Pretty much, yeah. That's it. Somebody else died too. Baseball player or basketball player or something? Deacon Jones?
Yeah.
Football player? Football player, maybe. Welcome to the sports show.
this week, Alex Rodriguez news.
Dude, we should totally do a sports show since none of us know anything about any of it. That might be kind of funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We like. Yeah, wonder if Michael Jordan's having a good year.
I don't know, but I just want to say for the record that I am. Oh, see, I hate when there are ads on these damn things. I am under performance enhancement drugs.
Just for the show.
I got in Miami. Just for the show.
Just for the show. Yeah, I was pressured into it.
Oh, you know, the stupid... All right, this Hangout keeps muting me just because I hit a key.
I heard that. You got muted.
That's Hangout annoying.
So there's been a whole bunch of people that have been starting to gripe about this, that Hangout... Well, so a bunch of crap's been going on with G+, like engagement tanked.
Yeah.
And, I mean, users... Well, the whole new layout, a lot of people are like, this is just not even... It's not easy. Like, everything has to click read more. And then there's, you know, it's the scroll bar thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they copied they copied Facebook and then made it worse. I don't know. And then the Hangout thing replacing GTalk.
Oh, yeah. I still don't know what's going on over there.
So Hangout kind of turned into this thing. Now the BuddyList thing is now turned into this Hangout thing. And it's starting to jam all this stuff together that I think some people don't want. It's like, I don't want to use GTalk anymore, but it would actually get in the way. Here's all I care about. Fine. Give me YouTube. And so I can ignore all of this. I don't have to deal with Hangouts, because if Hangouts becomes a voicing, I just want to IM and not have this public thing. So now you actually want to remove like 90% of everybody you follow. Yeah. Make it your own self-regulated, relegated ghost town. I don't know. And then, of course, G Plus has like the second highest users. Yeah, because all what G Talk users.
Yeah, I
hope they pass Facebook. You know what? I really do. I hope they pass Facebook, and I hope every single thing you hate about Facebook and Reddit and 4chan comes over here. So then you'll be like, hey, one, number one, baby.
It pretty much already has. I know it's weird, because I don't know if I was talking to you guys or talking to somebody, and I don't think it's because of the redesign, but it just seems to be around that time I sort of found myself posting a lot less, reading a lot less on Google Plus, and spending more time on Facebook. And then I thought about it, and I was like, because of the people I follow on Facebook, I'm pretty picky about. The people that I'm friends with, I'm friends with. It's not just whatever. So now my Google Plus stream has become what my Twitter stream was, which is a big mess of follow me back, whatever, okay, add this circle, sure, whatever. Like, now there's 200 people I don't know, and I'm following them.
If you do Facebook right, at least you know the stuff is real. Yes. Like, hey, look, our baby vomited on itself. That's real. That's nobody trying to put forth some bullshit front, like, hey. True. Everyone's a freaking expert, and their lives are all roses and stuff.
Yeah. Right? Well, it's not even that. I'm not seeing people being all, my life is roses on Google Plus. I'm just seeing no life. I'm seeing pictures of a GIF of a fucking smiley face thing. I'm looking at it right now. There's Loic Lemure posting some garbage. I guess that's kind of his life, so I guess that counts.
I mean, he's putting up on a conference, so that makes sense.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. Here's, some of it's interesting, some of it isn't. Sure, there's a link.
It comes down to the word engagement. If you have to talk about engagement on a social network, then guess what? You're probably one of the trying too hard things, unless you cold hard work for a company and are hustling something, because you shouldn't need to actively engage. You're just existing and chilling and hanging out and doing your thing, and you're being real. That's what you should be doing. There's no label for that. You know, how's your engagement today? Did you engage at the club? No, man. I was just chilling in that.
How was your engagement with society today? Not so good today. You better do something. People are going to forget about you.
Nobody talks like that.
Yeah, I know.
They don't.
No. No, like here's some kind of YouTube video in a language I can't even understand. There's a pretty picture of some colors. There's a... I don't know what that is. That might be interesting. Albert Einstein headed to space. I don't know.
That's the other thing. Because the stream, you have to get plugins and stuff now to hack it, right? To make it work right. So now I'm sitting here. Like, I left this morning. I came back. There were 263 new things. Now, keep in mind, I only follow, like, maybe 250 people. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a follow whore, right? I just click it, boom, scrolls. What am I supposed to do? Sit here and scroll and catch up? No, and I'm like, I went through this before, and it was Twitter. If it didn't happen on the screen, a couple of page downs,
not reading it.
It didn't exist.
It's the same thing with me. I've gotten to that point also where, like, I'll come back after lunch. I mean, like, I'll go upstairs, I'll eat lunch. I'll come back downstairs, and like 50 new items. I'm like, what the hell?
At least if it's scrolling.
Yeah.
I have TweetDeck in the background of a window, and, I got a bunch of mentions and keywords I track and things like that. But the home thing, I see things.
Me too.
Scrolling by.
I keep TweetDeck sort of behind a window, like I'm showing it on video, sort of like it's here so that I can just see what's going on. That's how I engage. So
yeah.
Yeah. I tried to clean up my Twitter feed because I wanted to get back to using it. I mean, at the beginning that was the thing. And then Facebook was kind of a different thing, and then they kind of overlapped, and then I stopped using Twitter, and then I stopped using Facebook because I was using Google Plus, and now I'm going back to Facebook because there's people there I want to talk to, and there's things I want to see, and, you know, all the people in my whatever messenger list on Google Plus, half of them I don't know because I'm following people that I don't know, or I have circled. Which is, it's my own fault, I guess. I can go through.
No. I wouldn't use the word fault. It's the way that I use Facebook, and it sounds like you're doing it the same way, is that Facebook is the list of people that I care about on a personal level.
Right. Google or Plus at least I've met.
Or at least I've met. Google Plus, and to an extent, well, no, let's do Google Plus first. Google Plus wound up being a list of people that I found through when I started Google Plus, but not necessarily people that I know personally.
Right.
And Twitter is sort of like...
Twitter was kind of like that, too.
Of the two of them.
Wasn't Twitter like that back in the day?
It was. But the thing about Google Plus is that people don't seem to post what they're doing on a moment's notice in G+, but they do on Twitter. So you get a more personal view of people's lives on Twitter and to an extent Facebook, whereas Google Plus is more like there is something new and here's a link that you should look at.
Let's be honest. Remember, Google's a search engine. If you want to show up in some whatever cerebral kind of way, then go ahead and stuff your shit into a search engine. It's fine. We get it, right? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know. It's the fact that they jammed all this stuff together. I had a very simple buddy list. I got over the fact that it was annoying and it started to add people to the list because I got emails from them.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're like, you should invite like my domain registrar. Google keeps hounding me to invite my domain
registrar. Here's a guy you emailed one time about like customer care or something. Yeah.
You know what's funny is that have either of you used your circles? Recently,
I only use circles as labels because they're ineffective.
Well, I was just thinking about this the other day, is that I haven't actually used my circles in a long, long time.
They're not even called that anymore. You have to go under, I don't even know where you have to go to find that now. It's under like people. Oh, it's called people now. It's not called circles.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to people, and there's a whole bunch of suggestions and a little box that says need more suggestions. Click here. Then there's a bunch of people I don't know and don't give a crap about for the most part. Oh, there's some people I know in there, but there's a reason I'm not following them or whatever you want to call it, circling them.
Well, maybe there's one. I guess there's a different approach. Do you circle people or do you circle topics?
Yeah.
Well, that too.
I mean, I've done both, you know, you circle work people or you circle actual family or whatever. And then you circle people. It's like I circle four-wheel drive guys and Jeep guys. Do they ever post about this stuff? Like one dude, and that's it.
Yeah.
So now these circles. So now I either have to turn those. I mean, that's where we start getting into life is not this complex to manage. Technology should ease the thing. So now they're posting all of this silly crap, like, thank you for your bacon memes. I don't need you copy-pasting from Reddit all day long, right? Yeah. Because that's what half the people do. Because it works, right? You can steal George Takei's shit on Facebook, post it on G+, and suddenly you're a golden What's Hot nominee, mm-hmm. right? Whatever. It's not hard. So, you know, now you've got all these people circled for some reason that they're posting. Now you're like, what? This is not even working.
Well, now I'm looking through here. I'm looking through here at people that it's suggesting I add. And there's a lot of actual friends in here, but there are people that I'm going, I'm pretty sure I had these people circled already.
Where is this? In G+? Where do you get the suggestions from?
In G+, if you go to people, there's a huge long... It does a thing like LinkedIn does, where it just keeps going with, you may know this person and because they know somebody you know or whatever, and go on, so on and so forth. And then there's, oh, look, you worked here. Here's some people that worked there and you might want to add. I'm like, well, sure. I guess there's somebody I didn't know.
I don't even know these people.
I mean, that is sort of helpful because I'm like, oh, yeah, that's somebody I've.
And I think there's that misconception that you have to follow people that you know.
No, that's true. But there are some people on here that I'm like I said, you know, for instance, Rob Blatt. Pretty sure we've had interactions on Google Plus. Am I really not? Do I really not have him circled? Because that seems weird.
Yeah,
but you see, that's the thing is that you probably interact with him on other social networks, so you don't even realize that you're not following. That's happened to me before. Yeah, is that like really? I'm not following this person on this. Yeah. Okay.
Like on all the things.
On all the things.
Oh yeah, somebody was griping about Instagram the other day, and they were like, "I don't use Instagram. I use." I don't even remember now. Something eternity or paternity or...
Yeah, you never know what's going to be the next big
returnity
thing.
Returnity or something. And I was like, all right, So pretty much anytime someone says that, I just go right over to the place and sign up. So that, you know, my name.
People are pickled. They'll just change on a dime.
My name is on a thing now than on a site I can't even remember the name of. But this is also what happens. I'll go back if it becomes bigger or somebody else starts talking about it, and I'll go to sign up and be like, bitch, somebody's already got my name. And then I'll be like, oh, it's me.
Yeah. Right.
But whatever.
That happens.
Another Google news while we're making fun of Google. who provides us with the ability to do this show?
Don't have to, incidentally.
That's true.
We don't. It's a matter of convenience.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. No porn for Google Glass just yet. No ass for glass.
There was an app called Tits and Glass that had already been released, and then they came out with that announcement.
Oh. Is it just they won't allow it in their store?
Yeah, everything can be sideloaded and stuff. When you don't provide controls to keep it clean, people can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's nice. How special for you that you banned something.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I still have to say with that, so you can't watch the porn on glass, but you can still make the porn with glass.
Sure.
And put it on a website for everybody else. I mean, it's a pretty small market right now, people who have glass. So, you know, I still say throw it on a website if you're going to offer it.
I think that they're just trying to protect themselves, and rightfully so. But it like you said, it's not going to prevent people. Just because you have an app doesn't mean anything. You can still take the video.
Yeah, right. I mean, if they make an app, you know, 100 people, 1,000 people are going to maybe be able to see it, use it.
Right.
Max. I don't know. How many people got glass? What was it? 1,000?
All I want 5,000? Is for people. I just want people to post interesting stuff. Because right now it's like, here's a photo I took with Google Glass, which looks like every other photo.
Well,
like, because you posted it with Google Glass, it somehow makes its mundaneness more special. It doesn't.
No.
Yeah, you Instagrammed your food with Google Glass.
That's what it's been. Well, what about the guy that went to the Sistine Chapel? Was that interesting?
That guy. Wow.
Oh, that whole thing, yeah.
And it wasn't the fact, you know, yeah, we get it. It's hands-free photography. They have a no-camera rule.
Right.
Because obviously they want to protect the thing. We're going to get hate mail for this, but I don't care. This is where libertarianism falls apart. Because you might think you're responsible. Your fellow man is a jackass. So he posted 41 photos from inside the Sistine Chapel. It's like, well, you know, rules. Well, I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't using a flash.
Rules are made to be broken.
Nobody knew.
Rules are made to be broken. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for now putting 41 pictures of self-admitted photography from a place that bans it inside of Google. Now you have given everybody the fodder to go, oh, so if you see these headgear things, stop and investigate.
Yeah.
And like I said before, you keep bringing up cell phones and you keep being, well, they're not banning cell phones. You're going to give them ideas. And for the love of God, stop talking about spy cameras when you're talking about Google Glass, because people will mentally connect those things. And now the negatives keep stacking.
Well, look what happened with the guy who was in a restaurant. Somebody, another patron, yelled at the guy to take the glass
that
off.
That was Ben Parr, by the way.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It was Ben Parr. Yeah.
Oh, what was this? I missed this.
Ben Parr was in a restaurant. Parr from Live Mashable. Where is he now?
I don't know.
He's doing his own thing now, I think.
He's doing his own thing. Is he on the... He's not, well, I don't know, I don't want to say, but I thought he was working with another website. Anyway, yeah, he's Mashable, and I never met him, but he seems like a nice guy. And he was at a restaurant, and somebody told him, screamed at him.
We don't know if it was a patron or an employee.
I read that it was a patron, but whatever. It doesn't matter. Somebody in the restaurant was screaming at him to take it off. And I didn't see in the thread up to the point, it was like maybe an hour after it was posted, that he didn't say whether or not he actually took them off or not. But you're right. It's like, these are the negatives that are coming out about glass.
Yeah. And the more negatives, the more people are going to get like that, who are spazzing out about things. Cause all they're hearing are these bad things.
Yeah. And the people who are for it, let me make it perfectly goddamn clear.
Yeah.
I owned a Segway and have ridden it in public. I have no problem wearing retarded technology. I can do it. I have a brain computer interface, a little spider neuro headset.
Sure.
I'm cool with it. I like Google Glass. Yes, I'm a little twitchy about the fact that it's all going up to Google's shit, because Google, I think over time, is becoming an untrustworthy company, but whatever, they all are, so fuck it, we'll go with it. What I don't want to happen, what I have to compete with, is proving to people, especially when I want people to take me seriously and my love of technology, that I'm not that guy. I'm not going to be the guy who's wearing it, getting screamed at, and being like, well, get over it. Well, you need to fucking catch up to technology. I'm sorry. That's not how you sell people, number one. Number two, stop acting like a pompous little 1% asshole. Why is everybody who is so pro Google Glass such a goddamn nozzle about it?
The name Glasshole fits.
Yes.
Yeah, and it ain't Scoble trying to reclaim that term, like, you know, how there's an oppressed minority that's got a slur and they try and reclaim it for themselves. You're trying to do it ahead of the term. Sorry, having a Flipboard magazine in Glasshole is not going to suddenly make it, oh, well, it's a term of, nah, dude, nah, stop, no. Stop it.
For me, it's very, very similar to Bluetooth headsets, you know, the little earpieces that people used to wear. I always felt that when I was talking to somebody with that thing on, it's almost as if they were waiting for something more important than talking to me to happen. And that pissed me off.
It's like,
oh, excuse me, I have to push my ear because something more important than you is coming in. And that's sort of how I feel about Glass, is that it's not even the whole spy thing. The problem that I have is that the whole time you're talking to somebody with Glass on, you're wondering whether or not, the same thing with the Bluetooth headset, that something is going to come across and say, right, well, hold on, I have to do this. I'm like, no, fuck you. Take that thing off.
Well,
take
here's the thing. Off. We're still at a societal point where we are struggling with the etiquette of cell phones. How many times, and we've talked about this before, people are like, stack your shit on the table and talk to each other instead of being glued to your bullshit, you know, memes, right? Yeah. Yeah. The world, tweets are not that important when you're in the presence of other people. Yeah. If you're out jacking it in the woods, you know, or in your car or whatever, fine, do whatever.
In San Diego.
You know, we're not even down with the edit. And 50% of Americans now, I think that's the number that came out, half of Americans have smartphones. And
that's
so
lower than I would have thought.
Yeah, they're expensive too, but I think more now that cheap-ass, you know, Android phones and stuff are showing up anywhere, it's easy to do. But we're still trying to wrestle with the behavior. Do you know texting while driving is a bigger killer of teenagers now than drunk driving?
Yeah.
We don't know how to interact with technology, and putting it on our face does not solve that. Mm. And the Glass phenomenon has to deal with a shitload of other little stuff. Yes, there are people that are not going to do it because of how it looks. Fine. Some people are like, whatever. I live in Portland, so we don't give a shit. We just look however we look, and it's cool. And in San Francisco, copies. So that's one part of it. Then there's the suspicion. It's like when you're at a water park, and you're an American, and a European in a Speedo who's larger than you. They have a different rule on personal space, and they stand closer to you. There's no law here. It makes me uncomfortable. And that's the problem. It does not matter what you are doing or what you are not doing. It doesn't matter how your non-existent strobe light LED that clearly indicates that I'm recording. Bullshit, it doesn't. I've seen it. It does not. It doesn't matter. None of that matters when it comes to the comfort of other people. That's what harassment is. That's how harassment, by the way, is measured, is did it make somebody else uncomfortable? So the presence of that thing, if it makes people in large numbers uncomfortable, guess what? You now have to work on a new approach.
Yeah.
You know, cats and babies might be the only thing Google's got to save its perception issue.
No, really, and that's the problem, is that I think that the perception of this thing, that the perception of Glass was down before it even came out. People are like, the perception, like you said, was that we're going to be recorded all the time. No, it's got a light. Well, you can disconnect a light. You know, there are a lot of things that you can do.
Well, you can't do anything, so it's only a photography device at this point. Until they better hurry the hell up.
Yeah.
They better have an app out there so I can be a personal trainer and working with somebody in private and watch their form and make sure that their form, in case I'm not trained enough,
or to, you know, be able to look at a sign in another country in another language and have it translated right in there for me.
That would be, see, that's just, those are the practical uses for these things.
What we don't need is mundane photography coupled with, first of all, stop with the goddamn selfies, you look like an asshole. But we don't need the mundane photos and the selfies coupled with the, well, fuck you, I'm at the Sistine Chapel and I'm never taking it off again, and by the way, here's me in the shower. I understand that there's a distance between technologists and marketers, but come on, man, go to the library and check out a book, because you can't do that. You make everyone look bad. I want Google Glass as much as the next guy, but the last thing on this planet I want is to be considered. It's like being a gun owner, right? You own a gun, but you don't want to be considered an NRA person because those are different people. I want glass. I don't even want to be considered to be like those guys.
Yeah.
Glass.
So I have to basically then unspin the negativity that other people have brought onto an entire movement.
But you know, this is Google's own fault. And this is what I've said before. It's because they do this all the time with their products. They give it to a few people and it makes everybody else pissed off and hate them and hate the product, talk shit about it. And then eventually when everybody gets it, it's okay, probably. Instead of just, you know, doing some testing and then making it available for everyone at the same time, because then there's far less. You're still going to get people like, oh my God, you know, like when the iPhone came out, I kind of like didn't brag about getting the first one right away. Not right away.
I did.
I got one. I'm like, I'm not going to have my picture taken with that.
Yeah. Thing. I'm like, I'm going to just put this in my pocket for a few weeks and then say I got it. Like, I'm not going to say I was there the first day. But it wasn't nearly as bad as this. You didn't have people being all like, oh, look what I got. And everyone else going, fuck you. Because, you know, then you've already split your...
Stop being such a braggart about it.
Split your consumers. Your customers are already turning on each other when you do stuff like that. And then you get... And because the majority of the people don't have it, you're going to have all them writing and saying terrible shit about your product.
And even if it wasn't a jealousy thing, no... Which I don't think it is. I think that's a level of self-importance there. I don't think that it's really a big jealousy issue. I think people can't help but be a little braggy about it. That explains the self-importance.
Right, and that's part of the same thing I'm saying. Is like you get people, you know, people that don't have it don't want to see the people being braggy about it, and the people are bragging about it because they're one of the few people that has it. You know, if everybody had it, then everybody would be happy. It's like when you can't buy your kids one. You can't buy one of your kids stuff and not the other one.
No, but I mean, for me, like, what was it? $1,600? Yeah, I could have paid for that. Did I want to? No. It's not a question of do I have enough disposable income where I could have thrown $1,600 at this thing and said, you know, it's not that. It just looks dumb.
I it's very difficult to find it, but I do not believe that the iPhone had the same kind of rage when it launched, because people bring that up. They're like, well, you know, back when the iPhone came out.
No, it didn't at all. Like I said, maybe a little bit at the beginning,
didn't invade your personal space.
No, people like, you know, maybe ribbed each other about it if one of them, the friend in the friend circle, got it or whatever. It wasn't like this, not at all.
And again, why is the GoPro not shit on?
I don't know.
Because
saw a guy in athletic attire and a helmet and a GoPro strapped to his head getting a burger at Burger King. Anybody going to freak out? No.
No.
You know why? Because when you're using a GoPro, you don't, even though it could conceivably take video, well, I mean, it does, but at that moment, it could conceivably be taking video. It's a little different than having something. It's not meant to take stuff on a 24/7 basis like these people that are saying, I'm never taking Google Glass off.
Well, Larry, no, that's not going to happen.
Well, no, I think it's got context is why.
Yeah, it's all about context, where these people, it's almost as if they're throwing it in people's faces. They're saying, I've got glass and there's nothing you can do about it. Go ahead, try and take it off my face.
But this is the thing, is like,
the GoPro has this sense about it where it's like, I'm doing this because I'm having a lot of fun. And that's the problem.
And if you want it, you can go buy it.
Yeah, you can go buy it for $99. But even cost has nothing to do with it. It's just that, like Eric said, even before Google Glass was released, it already had negativity surrounding it because
Technically, it hasn't been released.
That's true. But it did get an update the other day, I saw.
But it's getting context. Oakley has heads-up display goggles. I think the camera is a thing because people don't. And it's like, well, governments and everything have cameras, right? Sure. Mm-hmm. There's at least a check and a balance there, in theory. Let's just pretend there's checks and balances with corporations and governments having cameras all over the place to record certain activities for their thing. Even Google and having cars driving around, there's a type of legitimacy. You don't have that type of check and balance with a common man. There is no check and balance with libertarianism, right? There's none.
Right.
You hope, yeah, you may very well not be the you know, a dickhead in the bathroom with your Google Glass on.
You know, I get what you're saying.
Again, we don't know. And yeah, there's always going to be those fringe cases of it. But, you know, people are far less trustworthy than organizations, perhaps. I don't know. You know, mm-hmm. And it's the social, it's the everything device. That's, I think, the problem with it. Is that
I mean,
every day I'm at dinner. If I wore that to dinner, and my wife is totally down with technology, if I wore that shit to dinner, she would be like, take that shit off.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and that's kids I mean, doing that's like, take that off at the table, the please.
Stuff that I thought about with the whole Sistine Chapel thing was, you know, people were getting all worked up about that, and that guy was all smug about, look at, I took pictures. Well, you know what? The first guy to walk in there with a phone that took pictures and held it up, they probably weren't sure what he was doing either. But it didn't take him long to realize what it was. And it's not going to take him long. It's not going to take anybody long to know what Google. Everybody. A lot of people know what Google Glass looks like already, and that's why, you know, people like Ben Parr getting yelled at. So, yeah. You know, it's not going to be – it's going to be – you know what? It's going to end up controlling itself.
Now let's
– the same way that cell phones do.
Now so, let's say this.
You know.
If it did not have a camera on it, let's go back in time in our little TARDISes, no camera on it. What would the conversation be like today?
I think if it had no camera on it, I would still not like the fact that it's a distraction between me and the person.
Okay, so etiquette, but certainly not privacy issues.
No. Right, certainly not privacy issues.
You can make fun of people wearing it for looking weird. But we're pretty much done. That conversation's over if it had no camera. Yeah.
If it had no camera, you know,
You know what? If it had no camera, we'd be sitting here going, I don't know why they didn't just put a camera in it. How cool would that be?
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
I think a lot of it is somebody at CNN who has 24 hours of talking to fill thought about it and said, oh, well, this could be – here's an angle. And the media went with that, and that turned into a whole thing. Because like I've said before, this technology isn't new. They just packaged it differently.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not that big a deal. People are freaking out about this, and it's not – I mean if you see somebody wearing it, you know somebody's wearing it. There's a better chance of you getting recorded secretly by someone that's not wearing that shit on their head.
You know? And I think you might actually talk to somebody differently. I remember the first time when I was getting into speaking, I actually had to go and talk to a guy at the place I worked who was the head of the local Toastmasters group, which was a it's a public speaking organization that's been around for years. The most uncomfortable conversation I've ever had in my life because I'm like, this guy is a pro. He analyzes how people talk. He teaches people how to speak. And I was like, hello. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I'm talking to somebody who didn't even speak my language, right? Most uncomfortable thing ever. Maybe at some point someone's going to go, everyone around me does not actually want to be around me and I make them feel weird because it is going to be cool the first time. You know, sit in a Lamborghini. Yeah. You're going to be like, this is the most awesome thing in the world. It gets 8 miles to the gallon. You can't see out the back window. Whatever. That pretty much wears off after you're over your 12-year-oldness going, okay, that was kind of stupid. Would I want a Lamborghini? Yeah, probably not, actually.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm the same way you are. I want to see what Glass does. I want to try it on. I want to mess around with it because I feel that way about most technology.
Yeah, me too. I mean, but I just don't see it as something that I would want.
Ever. I have nothing to do with it yet because I have plenty of cameras.
At that price tag, no.
It's not even the price tag. It's like everything that I want to do is on my damn phone. I don't need an Apple
Radar. You have to put in to remove your phone from your pocket, man.
Oh, please.
Or your
I saw that thread. It's like somebody's like, well, somebody can take a picture with glass faster than it could take you to pull it out of your pocket. I'm like, well, no, because I'm one of those people that I like to optimize everything. So my phone always goes in my pocket the same way, so that when I take it out, my thumb is on the button. So as I'm taking it out of my pocket, thumb goes on the button, pushes it before it's even in my face, and then I just go swipe, click, and then I'm done.
What would you do if you were in a hijacked apartment in a parking garage?
What?
I'm so tired of glass. Let's move on to people. Let's
do it. Yeah, wow. How long have we been talking about this crap?
For about 30 minutes.
Wow.
And I don't edit. Sorry. All right.
People are stealing warehouse and closet space and making apartments out of them.
This is a thing, huh?
Bunch of man caves at the EPA warehouses. They just found all these hidden rooms with like couches and TVs and Xboxes.
Like squatters or what? Are people?
Yeah, squatters. Somebody found an empty closet in a parking garage someplace. Had a full. He was living in there, like months. He was like, "Oh, it's an art project.
I should try that."
So that's a thing.
One of the offices that I've been working in is kind of said the same thing about it. I'm like, they're not even using half of this. It's all dark. I'm like, I could just move in here and no one would know. Yeah, maybe I'll just do that. You could move into a TARDIS.
Speaking of TARDIS.
TARDIS. Oh, actually, one of the guys from, I don't know if I talked about it. I went to an RPF meetup a couple weeks ago. I don't know. One of the guys.
No, I don't think you talked about that.
Yeah, the replica prop forum had some local dudes that are on it. Decided to just have a meetup, and so I went to that. And it was pretty – it was more social than talking about props and stuff. But, you know, we all had that in common at least to talk about. One of the guys there I saw – I ended up friending him on Facebook, and I've been seeing he's been finishing up the TARDIS he's been building, and it looks pretty good. I know Starman, you talked about making one this summer. How's that going?
Yeah, well, I got to clean out my garage.
You know, so. July 4th is the middle of summer.
Just yeah, so. I realize that.
Okay. Matt Smith has announced he's not going to be the Doctor after, what, this next season?
Yeah. After the Christmas special.
And oh, has the speculation begun?
Yes.
There are odds. There are actual odds. Let me see if I can find the link. Hold on.
Neil Gaiman chimed in on this and said he thinks it should be an unknown actor. He says, I actually like it when the Doctor is a relatively unknown actor or one without one huge role that made them famous. A star like Sir Ian brings all the other roles they've ever played to the table when they act. Seeing Joan Hart as, well, spoiler, I guess, if you haven't seen it by now. seeing Joan Hart in The Name of the Doctor meant that it was a certain type of part with a certain amount of gravitas. He goes on, blah, 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 blah.
The odds right now are William Hill, Russell Tovey, and Rupert Grint as 10 to 1, Martin Freeman at 12 to 1, and it goes on and on. David Morrissey is 16 to 1. It's silly.
There's a 7 to 1 for this unknown black actor.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that could be interesting.
Well, David Morrissey already was a doctor, sort of. Remember that?
Oh, and don't forget.
Remember that episode? Right? The new doctor or the other doctor?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one? Yeah, where he thought he was the doctor. I don't know. Name those other people. I don't even know who they are.
Who's the I don't know who some of these people are.
I don't have the black guy's name in front of me, but it's a really complex name. I don't know how risky they are. I don't know how progressive they are. So I don't even know if that's a thing. There was even been conversation about a woman. You know, all of the little shitbags will come out of the woodwork. Doctor can't be a woman. Doctor can't be black. Doctor can't be.
Doctor can't go underwater.
And the reverse of that is that there are people saying that the doctor has to be this and has to be that. Yeah. I'm like, why? Yeah. Why do things have to be? I love when people do that.
Let me test you on that. Does he have to be British?
I think that is the only staple. The only staple is that
everyone's got their limits, right?
Yeah.
Well, British, Scott. I mean, like, Well, then I don't know, because
can Jim Carrey be the doctor?
Who? Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
They have to come from the United Kingdom.
Oh, is that it?
He is Canadian, which is a crown calling. Crown.
No, they've got to do that.
Maybe he'll be CG'd.
No.
Maybe they can have a hologram of old doctors.
Yeah, old dead doctors. Okay, so I'm looking. Ben Daniels. I don't have any idea who that guy is. The black guy you're talking about, Rupert Adams, I guess is his name. I don't recognize him either. Oh, no, that's it. I thought there was more to this article. Doctor Who bookies offer odds.
Yeah.
Doctor Who bookies. That's just funny.
That is funny. I mean, I can think of a few. And the thing is, Matt Smith was in something before this about...
Well, so was David Tennant, but I think it's because we don't know him.
Yeah. I saw the show. It was some kind of a political show that he was on. He was had something to do with politics. William Hill, I don't know who that is. And, you know, David Morrissey is the guy. He's not going to do it. He's too busy with Walking Dead, being a badass on that show. Martin Freeman, I don't see that one working out. I can think of a few people, maybe, that have made the rounds on some British shows, because I do watch some British shows.
Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of some other people, too, like...
Joanna Lumley.
Because she's in everything. I'm thinking of? Oh, no, that's not who I was thinking of. But, yeah, right? I forget who I was thinking of. I don't know what it is. Yeah, there's a... It'll be interesting to see what they come up with. We probably won't know.
It'll be interesting.
I mean, what about Benedict Cumberbatch?
I thought of that, but you may have the same problem with Martin Freeman. That people may see him too much as Sherlock. Although I would like to see him at least for a year. I think that would be good.
I think he would do a good job. Although, if you've watched the Sherlock show, it's pretty much the same character.
Yeah, but the thing about his character in Sherlock is that he's just very stoic. It's very, it would be nice to see him be able to break out a little bit more.
Be a little goofier.
Yeah, be a little goofier and happier and everything.
I would be perfectly happy with Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Who. That would be fine. That'd be fine with me.
Yeah.
I've got to see who these other people are. Someone from Homeland? I don't know who the... I don't know. I'll have to look these up.
And then there's Hugh Laurie. Hugh Laurie was in that list. He House? Could be good. Yeah.
Dr. House?
Yeah, Dr. House.
Oh, is this the guy? Oh, that's not the guy I was thinking of. What about the guy that was... that played Sherlock on the American version? The guy from Trainspotting?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about, but no, I don't want to
say no on that too. David Harewood.
Who's See, that? I had this conversation on the Hooniverse the other day.
That's another black guy. Looks familiar.
If you make the Doctor a woman, what happens to all the female fans that like the Doctor because it's someone hot and young and cute?
Because of David Tennant.
Yeah, because David Tennant or Matt Smith, like, what happens to those fans? Do you lose them? I don't know. I don't know.
And then does he suddenly want male companions then?
There was questions about the...
Or does it get lesbian-y?
Changes to kids and even how does the sex... I mean, some science fiction, it's not like Death where, well, he was dead, but then time, space-time continuum. I guess you have two hearts, so maybe you can dick around with biology. Pardon the pun. So I don't know.
Yeah.
River and all the ladies that jumped into the timeline, and it's not impossible. You'd have to really stitch it together. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I, at this point, I'm like, you're getting rid of the wrong one. I'd rather see Clara leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I looked through the pictures of these people in this article, and I don't know most of them. So we'll see. Daniel Radcliffe was also mentioned. There's no way that would work.
Harry Potter. That would be ridiculous.
It would be interesting.
Why not just go for Bruce Willis and be done?
No. How do you put Daniel Radcliffe?
It's gonna be Jason Statham.
No.
It's the British Bruce Willis. He said he had to be from the UK. Jason Statham. There you go. Get to the TARDIS.
Quickly. To the TARDIS. There's no time. There's no time. Yeah. Wait, there's plenty of time.
It's Liam Neeson.
it's a fixed place in time. Quickly.
Quickly. There's plenty of time.
Liam Neeson wouldn't be a... I don't know. Would he work?
Well, here's the question. They seem to be... They went from being like old guys and slowly kind of got younger and younger. Does the next one fall into that, or do they make him an old guy?
I said this on the Hooterverse. I said that late 20s, mid 30s would be the good range. Yeah,
they can't because, just say.
See, the thing is, when I was watching Doctor Who originally, it didn't matter who it was. There wasn't this female fan base.
Yeah.
Now that they've got this female fan base, based on the fact that they are young,
it's a different audience. Yeah,
it's a different audience, and you got to keep them. You can't lose them.
Sure.
I don't think that Doctor Who would be as popular in the United States.
No.
Without the female fan base.
Yeah, that for sure. And I mean, you don't want to turn Doctor Who into Matlock.
No,
or
no,
Columbo.
But it's a young fan base too.
How many science fiction shows have that broad fan base? Young, old, male, female.
Star Trek, Star Wars.
Star Trek, but that's because it has a 40-year-old legacy and it was here in the United States, but it's not rabid like it is here. Like, you don't see people on Google Plus saying, oh, I wish I could be taken away by Mr. Spock. You don't see that.
I actually did see that on Facebook the other day. Well, the new one.
Man in a box.
You see a lot of females saying, like, oh, I just wish I could be taken away by the doctor. Like, that, sure. those are the fans that they need to keep. And that's why I think that the next doctor is going to be male. And probably in that same.
But what about, all right, what about this angle? What if it's a strong female role model character?
If now that would work, but you may lose the attractiveness of the doctor. See, with guys, it doesn't matter because they're sort of like living vicariously. Not that I'm saying I am, but I've talked to other people and they're like, yeah, I'd like to be the doctor. Blah, blah, blah. Well, not me, but I mean, I personally don't care. I think I'm at that point in life where
you I
don't
gave
care.
Up.
Don't care. I'd like to see a woman take a shot at the role. I would love to see that, but is now the right time to do it? I don't know. If you had a strong female role or female actress, would
like Lucy Lawless.
No, but I'm trying to think of who would be a good strong. I can't think of one off the top. I know there's some out there, but if you can keep that female lead, and the marketing people should know how to do that, then it may work. Then you may not lose so many. But the girls swoon over Matt Smith and David Tennant.
Yeah,
and that's what keeps them watching every week.
And the same thing goes with like Game of Thrones.
Well.
You know, that's got something for everybody.
Yeah.
Although a few fewer somethings for some people.
I didn't. Yeah. I don't think there's a statute of limitations on the spoiler that big, but
no.
All I know is I don't watch Game of Thrones, and each time zone on Twitter, it was like, oh my God. I'm like, okay, whatever. Because every week seems people be like, can you believe that Game of Thrones shit? Or whatever. So at first, it wasn't a big deal as the time zone started watching it. But then I noticed it was absolutely everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right. I even went to go watch the 9-minute clip. I'm like, oh, hey, that was some good TV.
I thought it was some bad acting, frankly.
What? How many different ways are there to fall?
Well, particularly, I was thinking that the characters I don't have to remember anymore. I could barely remember it in the first place. the scream, the woman's scream was really kind of terrible, and I thought, oh man, this is going to be the next Darth Vader. No! I remember watching it thinking, oof, and then later someone mentioned it as well, and I was like, yeah, that was kind of weird. What, they ran out of film? They can do a do-over on that one? I'm going to have to find that for next time, or make it my ringtone or something. I don't know. Yeah.
It was tough to watch.
It was rough. I had a feeling something was going to happen. I didn't read the books.
All the book versus TV people. I love, first of all, I love how many spy videos there are. People who were filming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the people doing the filming, there's two things I love about this. Number one, all these people who read the book knew what was going to happen, so they filmed everybody in secret. And then all the reaction videos happened. So that was awesome. I also love the fact that there was a shit ton of vertical video.
Oh, yeah. God.
I love how much vertical video enrages people. So I'm like, you have to watch it because you like Game of Thrones. Ha ha.
Yeah. I was trying to see if I could find the video, but I can't. Yeah, so that's how many more episodes are left this season on that?
One.
Oh. And that totally felt like a finale, so you know, we'll see what the next one is. Someone who read the book said something about something happening, so I didn't know exactly what was gonna happen, but I knew something was gonna happen before I watched it, and I was like, ooh, that's messed up. But you know, that's the perfect kind of show for HBO, because they do shows that don't hold back on doing things mid-show. If you watch Game of Thrones, from the beginning, they off the main character right away. So you know, they're not afraid to do that sort of stuff. They're not afraid to mess with people, which I think is good, because then you don't get shit that's predictable.
Yeah, I watch The Sopranos. This is nothing compared to anything I've ever seen on The Sopranos.
No?
No. I should flip that. Nothing on The Sopranos has been like this. I mean, this. I have never been so shocked by anything I've watched on TV. And the thing in The Sopranos is that you would watch The Sopranos sort of like this Game of Thrones, is that you expect people to die every week. And if they don't, it's like,
yeah.
Everybody survived. And then when people did die, the thing about The Sopranos is that I guess you sort of saw it all coming. Whereas in this, you sort of didn't. I didn't know if the characters were going to survive through the entire series, but you're just hoping that some of these people get retribution for what happened in season one. And now that's not going to happen, and that kind of stuff never happened on
I don't know. I thought that Sopranos definitely had some things where, I mean, after a while, you kind of got you were able to figure out, all right, this guy's probably not going to make it through the rest of the season, you know.
All I know is that Warehouse 13 was canceled, and so now there's a drive for a Warehouse 13 movie.
No.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Great show.
I couldn't get into that show. Yeah, I don't know. We talked about Arrested Development, I think, last week, so we don't need to get into that. What do we got here? Oh, I guess, finishing up our Doctor Who news, Karen Gillan, the previous companion, Amy Pond, joined the Guardians of the Galaxy, I guess, movie thing, whatever that is. It's coming up, a Marvel movie, another Marvel movie. I'm not familiar with that franchise, so I don't know.
Is there another superhero I don't know about?
Yeah.
I don't even know about this one, so.
You can skip it.
Yeah, oh, good.
Well, no, I mean, now I have to watch it if she's in it. So, you know. Nine Inch Nails has a new thing coming out.
Yeah, they have a new song that came out today, about 2 hours ago. It was posted on Twitter.
And how is it?
Good. Really like it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You will, if you liked Year Zero, you'll definitely like it.
Okay. I think U2 also has an album coming out soon.
Not a huge respect for you two, but I'm just not a huge fan of them.
I'm not a. I became a fan of theirs when most U2 fans stopped becoming a fan of theirs. Octung Baby was when I started liking them, and I didn't much care for the stuff before that. So when it got kind of industrial poppy was when I started to like it, which is weird because it's not really my necessarily my kind of music, but I don't know. Right time in my life, I don't know.
You know what translates well to marching band?
What?
Music? The White Stripes. I was at a Rose Parade in Portland today because my kid's in a band.
Well, you got drums and a melody, I guess.
So they weren't playing it, but there was like a billion schools doing their thing. And I'm like, that's Icky Thump. or what? I forgot what song it was. All White Stripes songs sound the same, right? And I'm like, this translates really well. And then, of course, standard Star Wars, Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Superman.
No Peter Gunn, which was the plague of our generation, right? But I'm like, I can listen to White Stripes and Parades for the next, 20 years at least. So that just popped into my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song.
Let's see if I can do this.
Seven Nation Army.
Be careful.
Oh, I know, right. Is that a song? I can't hear it yet.
I can't hear it.
I mean, I hear something, but I don't hear a song.
You just need to do like all those stock audio sites where you talk over it. You hear the music, and it's like robot underpants.
Yeah.
Underpants.
Right. Wait 2 seconds. Play the song.
Preparing high school, you may enter the field for pre-flight missions.
What? Yeah, people need to learn to edit their YouTube video.
Yeah. This is the biggest problem with YouTube.
Oh my god, come on.
Between that and the blaring music.
Oh, this is going to be such a bad payoff in the end anyway. The thing is, I did a search on YouTube for White Stripe Marching Band. And a whole bunch of things came up. I'm fast forwarding.
A tribute to the White Stripes. A selection from Seven Nation Army. And the Outquest. Fall in love with a girl.
This announcer.
I can't hear it. I hear it vaguely in the background. I think I hear it through your headphones.
Is that better?
There you go.
Oh my god. Jeez. 3 minutes into the video before they get to the song.
Work! It's very hard.
Well, that was hardly worth it. great. Now we'll get flagged somewhere. It's funny. We don't ever really have a lot of music news. And I remember as a kid, or even like just out of high school, like every Tuesday I was at the music store. Like, if I didn't know what was coming out, I was looking to see what was new.
And yeah.
I like just don't do that anymore. I don't know. I mean, music still comes out on Tuesdays, I guess. On iTunes, I would imagine.
Yeah, it does.
Do they have like a new today section even?
If you go to the iTunes store under music, yes, they do.
But it's just like,
so yeah, it says new music, and then it has a scrolling list.
Does it have a good scrolling list, or just like the top, like new Justin Bieber or whatever?
No, they've got everything.
Okay.
Ooh, new Black Sabbath.
Dude, I heard one of those songs. I couldn't get through it.
Oh, no, really?
The single they had? I was like, oh, man.
I had some trouble with the new Black Sabbath a little bit.
Oh, I haven't heard it yet. Damn.
Well,
I don't think you see them in August.
Not to put that in your head, but it was... I mean, let's just say the marching band was probably better.
Oh, no.
Black Sabbath for marching band.
Yeah, right? So I'm sure it exists. So I'm looking here. I don't know.
I was doing some old school stuff. The weather's been great. I had the top down. I think Iron Maiden was blaring in my car while I'm just blazing through the freeway, 80 miles. It just 80 degrees. I was just
There is a new. Okay, so what's new? New Bare Naked Ladies. Remember them? Wow. We should have a segment where we talk about new music.
But there was the ones that did the. No way, that was Crash Test Dummies. Crash Test Dummies.
And that guy put out a solo thing where he did a cover of a Britney Spears song, which is actually pretty funny. A lot of stuff on here. Ben Folds 5 Live. A lot of stuff on here I don't recognize, but that doesn't mean anything because who knows. Okay.
Sorry.
Was that you?
Me. I was trying to find something in the music.
I guess that's pretty much it. I was going to talk about, you know what we need to do? I nearly forgot about.
Oh.
I mean, how could we do this without that? This week in Metalhead News. Jeff's got a cold, apparently. RoboCop news is not much anyway, but Hot Toys, I guess, is a company. Hot Toys has just announced two really cool RoboCop action figures, Ed 209 and RoboCop. I mean, really, what else is there? They look
nothing.
I don't know. It's like that's it. But the pictures on this link, they do look really cool. I mean, I don't know if you looked at these. RoboCop looks like. I mean, I had to look at it and be like, are those? Is that the toy or is that a scene from the?
I noticed that too. Yeah.
I mean, he's making different faces and different poses. In one of them, he's like doing a duck face kind of thing. One of them, he's doing a cringe while he's leaning RoboCop back.
Duck face.
He's doing like a pew pew.
Robo duck.
Yeah, he's doing pew.
Double
pew.
Guns.
And the Ed 209 looks pretty fantastic as well. A lot of detail. No idea where you get. RoboCop is fully die cast and stands 11.81 inches tall. Doesn't say how big Ed 209 is, or exactly where or when you can get them, but I guess you could go to Hot Toys and see.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I don't know if they're actually available yet. Also, while we're talking about toys, of course, Comic-Con is coming up, and there's always exclusives, which I don't think I've ever gotten an exclusive at Comic-Con. But
I have. I got the Star Trek USS, not the Intrepid, the Defiant.
Did you from the Fillion Web?
It's essentially it's an Enterprise, but it's spray painted with glow in the dark paint. But I got that for Christmas. Yeah.
And how much was it?
$30.
Oh, that's not bad. I'm never sure. Oh wow, these RoboCop. There's more pictures on there. On the Hot Toys.
Yeah, I saw that down the bottom.
No, maybe they're all there. But I was looking at. He's like sitting in the chair where they like build him. I'm looking on the Hot Toys website. He's like got the chair where they. Oh wow, that's pretty awesome. They've like got him in the chair and he's like.
Argh. Yep.
Wow. I still I haven't seen it doesn't say how much it is, so I don't know. A lot of specifications. Maybe it's not available yet. So here's some, I guess they already know some of the things that are going to be exclusives at the San Diego Comic-Con. This is coming from USA Today. So we've got an exclusive My Little Pony, which
moving on
is $50. Oh, it's DJ Pwn 3.
Is this whole bronies thing done? Is it
nothing
over?
Is done on the internet ever.
I don't know.
Although it was funny, like a few weeks ago, ran across somebody who never heard. We made a reference to bronies, and he was like, "What are you talking about?" We're like, "What?" It was confusing because it's like if somebody you ran across somebody who didn't know what a lolcat is, you're like, "Good one, dude."
Yeah.
Actually know what it was.
I saw somebody yesterday post that they watched.
Took delight in being like, here are some links for you.
Somebody I know yesterday posted that they watched Gangnam Style for the first time.
Oh, wow.
All right, so you got your $50 Pwn 3, DJ Pwn 3. You got glitter and gold gem doll, $140 for your gem doll. Wow.
I was going through my Kesha playlist today, and I think she talks about glitter in every song.
Probably. It's because it's stuck in her eyeballs. There's a Thunderbolts Marvel Legends set that's $90. Includes, boy, a bunch of characters I've never heard of. But there you go. Thunderbolts, really? I don't remember that one. The packaging of the G.I. Joe Transformers mashup exclusive is a throwback to the 1980s comic book miniseries. What you get with that? I don't... Oh, you get an old-school G.I. Joe Jeep. Wow. The G.I. Joe Sky Striker with an Autobot paint job.
Mm-hmm.
You get, of course, Commando Snake Eyes with an Autobot logo on them. You got the Baroness trying to take Ravage for a walk. That's weird.
Okay.
Ravage was the robot dog bad guy. The Decepticon character Bludgeon, inspired by robotic samurai warrior with a skeleton head. I don't know what's going on there. Blaster Boombox, but this looks really terrible. Then you've got the Star Wars Black Series set. It's $50. Boba Fett and Han Solo and Carbonite exclusively at Comic-Con. What makes that any different than any of the other ones? I don't know, because looking at it, it doesn't seem to be like anything special. Yeah, not real impressed with those exclusives. I know sometimes there's some stuff that you're like, oh, yeah, and then this is not one of those times, in my opinion. And there's probably going to be other stuff, too. I don't think I've ever got an exclusive anything because I was just like, meh.
Hey, do we have this just in? Okay. This is on The Guardian, just posted. Verizon has said that the NSA has been collecting phone records of millions of Americans daily.
I actually had that thing up. I was waiting until we were done with this topic, but yeah.
Oh!
So this is actually pretty big news. It's actually been confirmed that the NSA has been, it's been confirmed for Verizon, and it's probably safe to assume that it's all carriers, that the NSA, and what's great is how they try and reassure you that two particular pieces of data weren't captured, but then the list of the data that is collected.
Mm-hmm.
Phone numbers of both parties, the IMSI number, calling card numbers, the time and the duration, and the location, but it doesn't have your name or your address of the subscriber. Like, that's not figure outable. Right?
Yeah.
We just need your zip code and your age to identify you within an 80% accuracy level. Good thing they don't have my name and address. Come on.
Yeah, I'm looking this up now. And you know what? Most of America will probably be just like the way I feel and go, well, I pretty much figured you were doing that anyway.
I guess it's because it's confirmed. It makes it a little tweaky.
Well, I'm not on Verizon. The funny thing is that I'm
looking now.
Like, Will, I mean, I respect Will Wheaton a lot, but he's posting that he's going to cancel his Verizon thing tomorrow. I'm like, so you move to another carrier, and who's to say that the other carrier is doing the same thing? It's just that you don't know it yet.
Probably are. Yeah, I would say that they are. I mean, this is the thing I've always said, and this is no big surprise. This falls right into that. Pretty much, if you can imagine or suspect the government doing it, they probably are, and doing far worse things than you can even think of. So, mm-hmm. You know, not shocked. I don't really know why that affects me anyway, or what I have to worry about. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, how's this going to affect me? Ooh, I called my wife. And yeah, I realize that the sentiment is that you don't want the government grabbing your personal information. But I think that I would bet that it's probably just taken. And then if a number is just like flagged someday, then they'll have a record for it.
Important because we have a right to be protected from unlawful search and seizure, constitutionally protected.
I agree. I'm just looking at it both ways, but I'd have to lean towards your sentiment, is that yeah, this shouldn't be happening in the first place.
Basically, all the confirmation does is it bridges a gap from tinfoil. You can walk around suspecting shit all day.
Right.
And you can go, well, yes, we probably knew. But that's tinfoil.
I got it.
It's not bad tinfoil, like 9/11's an inside job kind of tinfoil, or, you know, too. Aurora's an inside job false flag. And, you know, those conversations exist. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But because they're so big, you know, Newton, Connecticut, Newtown, Connecticut, that kind of thing, those are so huge. Because, you know, you do have to think, if they were real, what would happen in the world if we had confirmation that it's real? Yep. So somebody spying on your phone for the sake of national security seems innocuous enough because no one died kind of deal, right? But I think it's a big deal. Like, I just posted the EFF article to Twitter and someone's like, you're surprised by this? Well, first of all, I didn't say I was surprised. I just was showing an article.
Sharing some news, guys.
Confirms.
Yeah. It.
That bridges a huge gap between the government's listening in to, oh, yes, the government actually is listening in.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this.
No, not a fan of it. I'm not surprised. And, you know, I will say.
But then what happens now? I'm just sort of like reading this as you guys are talking
about
it.
You know what happens? Tomorrow, nobody remembers it or cares.
Well, it actually might be a little bit bigger than that because this is something. I have seen a shit ton of Obama supporters who are like, nah, because this wasn't right under Bush. And people who were against Bush, that's, you know, one thing. You all suspend liberties for your Patriot Act in the name of security.
Yep.
And you've got the other side doing it now.
Talk
about disdain in the government, because now what? Who's going to be better? No one.
Nobody is.
I don't understand this. Why is this only from April until July? It expires on July 19th.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, I'm just saying that. Why even have? Are they looking for something? I don't understand this.
Well, they could be, but you know what?
Chatter.
There, you know. You give validity to everybody that rails.
But I just with the way things are going on in the world, like what I just keep thinking, it's like, yes, I agree that we're not supposed to be scanned or spied on and everything. But like, what if you found out that there was something major going on and this discovered it?
At the end of the day, you don't get a right to bitch about Turkey or China or Korea or anybody else because they're all the same.
All I have to say is someone that the three of us know. Who works for DARPA often puts tinfoil on his own windows. No joke. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's not such a bad thing. I don't know. I was also looking through this before we go. Filter has a new album out. Who else did I see up here? Julian Lennon has a new album out. Queens of the Stone Age has a new album out. Megadeth has a new album out. That was the other one. So you can go get
there you go.
Quickly, your shows, Mr. Gaines, because we've been gone talking for over an hour.
The D20Network.com is where everything is. I do World of Warcraft with Eric. Go.
I'm Eric Rice on Twitter, and I'll be at Vlogger Fair this weekend in Seattle.
And I'll be not there.
You'll be in a boat.
Exactly. I'm going to be moving into a warehouse.
I'm
reading this thing. I don't get this. Why would they?
All right. We'll take our conspiracies off the air. That's it. See you next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Later.
Only for 3 months.